In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was here last month, but I'll refresh your memory. My name is Karen Mitchell. I'm a retired priest in the diocese. I live up in Hightstown. So I was very grateful that Todd didn't ask me to come either at 5 yesterday or 8 o'clock this morning. So it's wonderful to be here with you, and thank you. Christ the King Sunday, these celebrations that are more about theology than about, you know, story, I think are a little harder for us to grasp onto because they're almost about an idea. So this idea started from Pope Pius XI back in 1925, and it was a response to World War I. That people had been killing each other and fighting over who was going to be in charge and lord of all. And Pope Pius put this out as a way to say, hold it, everyone. It's Jesus. It's none of you, and it's never going to be any of you. It was celebrated in October then, and in the 70s, it was moved up to the last Sunday of the church year. And I really think, I'm surprised I'm saying this, but I've decided this week that it's the perfect time for it because it kind of brings everything together. We've been listening all year, this year, church year, to the Gospel of Luke, and there are many ways that we have learned about Jesus. We've learned about him through the parables, through his teachings, through the stories of his life that we read of. His death, his resurrection, all of these things that we've listened to and prayed over and hopefully studied give us an idea of Jesus, many different ideas of Jesus. And so on this last Sunday of the church year, we can bring them all together under this title of Christ the King. It's kind of the ultimate description of who Jesus is. I have a feeling that each of you would have a different answer to who Jesus is. One of the things I've continued to do in retirement is be a member of the Committee on the Priesthood for the Diocese of New Jersey. And in that capacity, we meet all of the people who are discerning a call to the priesthood. There's a separate one for the diaconate. And we shepherd them through the process, sometimes asking them to do more work, sometimes all different kinds of things, but we meet with them regularly throughout the process. And one of the priests on that committee, we call it the COP committee, Committee on the Priesthood, one of the priests has one question that he asks. Donna knows what it is. Should I name names? His Father Ed Zelli, he's now the president of the standing committee. Father Ed Zelli asks every time, who is Jesus to you? He doesn't say Jesus Christ. He says, who is Jesus to you? And we get all kinds of answers. We get perfect theological answers. And we get personal, this is what Jesus has done in my life answers. And strictly speaking, there's really no wrong answer to that question, but I think Ed likes the personal ones. I think if you came in and talked about Christ the King, or cosmic Christ, as we can say this is about, it's a good theological answer, but Ed wants to know who Jesus is inside. So the answers that we might have are a great teacher, a friend, prophet, companion, leader, Lord and Savior. There's no real wrong answer. And I think that's the genius of Jesus, and the way we learn about him is that we can all fit in, I hope, somewhere in that story. We all see a place where we can connect with him because the relationship is the important thing. One answer that sums it all up is this idea of the cosmic Christ. Because Colossians tells us that Jesus is Lord of all. All things were created in him and for him. That means all of us here. It means all of creation with a capital A-L-L. All animals, trees, plants, the fish and the whales, everything was created by him and in him. And so there's that sense that Jesus is in everything. So there's really nothing that we can judge outside of that, because we're told that he is the creator of all. Not just us humans, not just children of God, but he is the firstborn of all creation, the image of the invisible God. So whatever we know about God, as Karl Barth says, we see in Jesus. You want to know God? Look at Jesus. He's the head of the church. He's the Redeemer. The Colossians, who were written to in this letter, were being persecuted at the time for their belief and for their faith in Jesus. We as Christians can feel that sometimes persecuted, but that's certainly not in the way they were back then. And what the writer says is deeply personal. It takes it out of, well, it's both. He's got the grand vision of Jesus as cosmic, but then also the personal vision of Jesus, because what they say is, stay strong in his power. Endure with patience and give thanks joyfully. So that to me brings it right back to us and to how we can see in Jesus a place where we can stand, where when life is challenging, and I'm sorry, but every one of us has struggles. You can be the happiest person alive. You still got struggles, and life is still challenging. And so we see that in Jesus, we can stay strong in his power, not just in our own, which I find helpful, because I usually can't do it all by myself, or when I admit that. Endure with patience. It's the end of November, folks. Who doesn't need more patience, right? Thanksgiving is this week. And then, as we approach Thanksgiving, give thanks joyfully, always and in all things. And that can be hard sometimes. And this is where we stand firm in Jesus, in the knowledge that something, someone greater than us is in control. And even though sometimes to our eyes it looks like everything's coming unglued, we can stand firm in the knowledge that the one who came in love is in control. It takes patience, it takes endurance, and it takes strength to give thanks and to really believe that. Some days are easier than others. So as we are heading into Thanksgiving, as we are headed into the crazy season of December, which I think Advent is the amazing gift to us Christians, because we at least stay quiet for a few minutes in church on Sundays, if nothing else. As we head into this, remember those words. Endure, be strong, and be joyful. Have patience, and know that Jesus is Lord of all. That he is the Redeemer and lover of souls, not just any soul, but your soul. Because in him and with him and because of him, we can each be strong, patient, and joyful, giving thanks in all things. Amen.
Amen.